Nobody was like, well, we can't have Q-tips representing people.
I was wondering about both you guys. Have either of you ever salted a slug?
Were you wearing a pleated skirt? Maybe that's why you didn't look like Hercules.
That could be it. Yeah, yeah. I was. I did used to wear pleated skirts to the gym.
Tell 'em, Steve Dave.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Tell 'em, Steve Dave with BQ.
Hello,
Walt.
Hello.
Very reserved, Walt, today.
Yeah, I fell asleep before you guys got here.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Fucks me up if you fall asleep in the middle of the afternoon.
Where were you when you fell asleep?
I was just sitting in this chair that I'm sitting in, and all of a sudden I was watching TV, and the next thing I know, I was out like a light.
And Gidim has a fucking chloroform soaked rag in his hand. I never fall asleep. What's going on?
But now I feel very groggy, and I'm not at my my best right now.
Want an Adderall? Pep you up a little?
No.
No? Okay. No.
I tried a little bit. I tried a Sprite, and that didn't really work, though, either. But I'll be all right.
All right.
As the episode goes on, I'll start to feel more and more awake.
Like yourself?
Yeah.
All right. I would introduce Gidim, but he annoyed me.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. He ruined the end of Tell Him Steve Dave last week by posting up with a Teddy One on Sunday, or on Saturday, rather.
He didn't ruin it, though, because everybody was asking me if the people who were voting for him.
Right.
It was announced on Friday.
Oh, it was announced on Friday. Okay.
Yeah.
So they already knew.
So, yeah. Well, the
listeners.
All right,
get him, you're out of the doghouse.
Oh, very well done, doghouse. but listeners who are paying attention and who wanted to vote for Teddy, they were well aware that he had won already.
Okay.
I'm sure some
right.
who didn't vote, who didn't give a shit, were still surprised, though. There you go.
And tomorrow's the big day,
tomorrow's
right?
Tomorrow's the big day. Yeah, I'm super nervous. I haven't, but that's why I'm so tired. I haven't been getting any sleep.
Yeah.
Who do you have going up with you?
Yeah, just me and my wife.
Yeah,
and
she's going to go.
Yeah, we got the lady's phone number, and they want us to call every half hour because it takes us like an hour and a half to get up there with traffic. They want somebody to text her our updates of where we are. You know, I don't know. I mean, I think like this is like a campaign detail, the way they're treating Teddy getting up there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Get some Secret Service going?
That'd I don't know. Nice. It's weird that they're like, we need to know exactly where you are. I guess because there's going to be other dogs there, though.
Oh, okay.
And I told them I want the whole place cleared of any dogs. Teddy can be the only dog in the whole entire studio. Or he's not coming up. Yeah.
You want Teddy? You're going to have to get Teddy.
Oh, that's exciting. Well, probably, like they say, like never work with children and animals, right? It's probably going to be so chaotic there that they're like, yeah. We just need to know what's going on. Shit, man.
And I
can't wait to hear about it.
I'm sure it's like the Miss America pageant. Like if something happens to the dog in between them announcing it and, you know, by the time the lottery tickets are ready to be produced, if something happens to the dog, they have to have somebody, another dog, step in and to be the big grand prize winner.
Teddy somehow disgraces himself.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you think Teddy could do to earn such?
Let's say he got sick or something. He wasn't able to come to the photo shoot. Well, somebody else is going to get that gig then.
Oh, I see. Not like they notice he only growls at black people or something like that.
No, yeah, I don't think it's behavior issues. I'm sure it's more of health issues that could keep him from fulfilling his duty as the grand prize winner.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, what if the governor was there and he took a shine to him, like, to the point where you're, like, the uncomfortable?
Governor?
Yeah.
Who's the governor of New Jersey right now?
He's Governor Phil Murphy.
Murphy. Still
yeah,
him, huh?
Still him, yeah. I think there's another election coming up soon, though.
Well, first I give him an earful.
Yeah? Good.
Then I say, you can't pet my dog either.
Nice. That's the way to do it, man. Can I pet your dog? You're like, no. Bring down the goddamn property taxes and the electric costs. Then you can pet him.
Yeah. So then you can fuck off.
Yeah, really. You got no fucking right. Q, I heard, has been romantically linked to somebody in Hollywood.
Well.
Mm-hmm. Romantic rumors?
Do go on.
So what I'm hearing, let me just pull it up if I can. I don't know why this does this, man. This is not me. There's something wrong with this iPad. Anyway, it's – I can't pull it up. I don't know.
Well, who is? Can you remember it from memory?
I can remember. I can't remember the actual – I remember her name, Tilly Norwood.
Oh, the AI girl?
Yeah. Sparks debate.
Oh, so
it's
well,
not even a real person?
No, it's an AI actress.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Native-based musician Stella Hennin found her doppelganger. She's a computer-generated actress stirring up controversy online. And she does really like – there's a picture of this girl who, like I said, is a Nashville-based musician, Stella Hennin. And she does look almost exactly like her.
Okay.
If you could – whoops. Turn
that off. Jesus.
So how is Q getting – involved.
No, I was just kidding about that.
Oh, okay.
That he's seeing an AI, but everybody's fucking pissed off about the AI actress. Q decides to date her.
Yeah, I'm like, come here. I don't know what I'm going to do. I mean, the whole thing is that, you know, I guess that what are they going to do with her? They just rent out the files to you and you just type in what you want her to do? It sounds like a porn nightmare to me.
It really does. Like, I mean, there has to be some
nightmare.
Fine print. Yeah, by nightmare you mean stream.
One word for it. Yeah. The other word is the future, I guess.
There's got to be some paperwork, yeah, that like the whoever created her, right, has to have some rights to it or no? This is where AI gets murky.
Yeah. Does she have an agent?
It says when outlets began reporting that Tilly Norwood, an AI-generated actress, was, quote-unquote, in talks to sign with a talent agency, Hollywood was outraged.
Ooh, I wonder what agency. This is exciting. This is an inside baseball shit that won't matter to anybody else, but I'm excited to know what agency did it.
Everybody's, I'm not seeing what agency did it, but the story that I actually had, I can't pull up. But this girl says that she may sue because it looks so much like her.
Shit. Didn't Ellen Page have that, or Elliot Page, when he was she sue Last of Us because the girl in the game looked the girl just in the game, like her?
Yeah, I vaguely remember, but yeah, I think that was the case.
Yeah, this is tricky, murky, yeah. Man.
AI performer Tilly Norwood continues to spark debate about the intersection of Hollywood and technology, and Sean Astin, star of Rudy and just elected leader of SAG-AFTRA, spoke to Variety over the global curiosity. It's not the first shoe to drop, he says. They had a 118-day strike, fighting very hard to put AI provisions and protections in place, and the teams at SAG-AFTRA have been in this fight for longer than people might realize. So it's not just about Tilly Norwood.
Yeah, I mean, they were doing
it already.
She's the
face of it, right?
They were doing it with digital extras for a while now, right? And look, man, the genie's out of the bottle. It's kind of crazy. I had talked to someone who works in special effects. I was out in L.A., last week or the week before? And I was talking to this guy, and he works at a fucking – if I said the name of the company, you would be like, oh, of course, that's the company. And he was like, we could do everything so much fucking cheaper now. But we're not allowed to. He's like a shot of a superhero flying in the air. Like just that one shot of him just rising up is like cost them like $85,000 to make like 4 seconds. And he's like, I could make that shot basically for free right now by just mapping the superhero into the thing. It's not a superhero project. Just I changed it on purpose, but mapping the superhero into it and AI will make that shot for us and it'll cost nothing. He's like, we're not allowed to do it. He's like, so some studios are being like, we will not
holding strong.
Yeah. Are holding strong. But this guy was arguing for it. He was like, it's a computer program that I could use, and it would bring, it's going to bring the price down. So, I, you know, the, even internally, there are all sorts of differing opinions on it, I guess.
So I guess the difference between CGI and AI is CGI actually takes real people and multiplies them or something like that, like for crowd scenes, whereas AI, you're just totally making up the entire crowd.
Like we're taking existing files of scanned people and putting them in. Mm-hmm. But this was very specifically about a specific character flying into the air and how much that one shot costs as opposed to how cheaply they can do it if they just used AI. Right. It was really interesting. It sounds like nobody knows what the fuck to do or what's going on with it.
Yeah, he says, with regard to AI, we have an extraordinary amount of leverage because the audience wants to see real human performers in movies, TV shows, animation, video games, audiobooks, and all the other ways that we represent our members, Aston concluded. Now,
so what about, like, let's say in Phantom Menace, when, remember the big pod race scene with little young Darth Vader?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the Coliseum shot of the big crowds that were there to witness the race? Those were all Q-tips. That was a miniature set, and it was all Q-tips. Mm-hmm. And nobody cried then. Nobody was like, we can't have Q-tips representing people.
I think it's because like the people that they put in were real actors that they composited into it, and the person doing it was like a digital artist who was doing it, not just like, make a crowd here, and then like an hour later, there's a crowd there that the computer made.
Hmm.
Like you don't – like there's still some artist being employed to create that image for you, whereas AI is just prompts.
Would you watch an entire AI movie? Would it bother you? Or would you?
I think I'd find it distracting. I was thinking it because I had a lot of talks about it out there, and it's like there is something about animation, right? It's the same thing. It's computer animation. It's hand drawn animation, but there's still a human actor behind it. I don't know how I would. I think I would be so fucking distracted by the fact that everybody was fake and the voice was fake. I'm not saying I couldn't get over it, but.
Do you still go to the grocery store, or have you eradicated that from your day to day life?
I did eradicate it for a while, and then I made a choice to do more going to the store. So I do both now.
Have you ever heard that argument? It's like where was this juice when checkout clerks were being shown the door, and we had automated checkout lines, and where you just check your own stuff out now and you bag it yourself and you walk out. I don't remember anybody. Nobody was standing up for those people. Right?
Like you go to McDonald's, they have those touch screens now and shit. There's not even people there. Yeah. I'm sure some people were grousing, but it's not a sexy topic, Walt.
You're right. It isn't sexy. We got to try to make it sexy.
It's not sexy. It also affects the consumer in a positive way. They feel like I can get out of there faster. I don't have to wait for somebody to scan my shit. You know, I have three things. A person in front of me has 30 things. I can get out of here sooner. But now the stores, I think, are starting to realize that like there's a lot of that skip scanning where people aren't really scanning shit.
And yeah.
I see that on cop cams all the time. People getting busted at Walmart especially.
Now, I mean, I don't want to get you off topic of AI, but there was some sad news this week. I don't know if there's something wrong with me, and maybe you guys can weigh in. Is the food town that I go to since I moved to my new place in the early 2000s is closing.
I read that today.
And it shook me, or I felt sad. And I'm like, what's wrong with me? Why do I feel sad about this? This is a grocery store.
Because the next closest one is a major pain in the ass for you.
It really wasn't that, though.
No?
It really was. I don't know why.
That food town is so overpriced. I don't know why you'd be nostalgic about it. That place is a fucking
rip-off. You don't think all food towns have the same cost of
they do.
Prices across the
board?
Yeah,
they do. They're expensive.
And they're more expensive than, let's say, ShopRite?
Than ShopRite or Stop and Shop, for sure.
Right. Oh, I didn't know that. You know, I don't know. I was just hit by a wave of melancholy that food town that was right across the street from me is no longer there anymore. It's not going to be there anymore, and all those people are out of jobs. And I don't know, it just kind of took the sales out of me.
Was there anyone there that you'd be like, hey?
No, or no, I never talked to anybody.
Not one
there.
Person?
Not one person. Not one single person. But I was just like, that's got to suck, though, that, you know, for all those people that work there.
That have been there for a while.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's their place. Because they are unionized, right? Get them? Yeah, yeah. They're unionized.
Do you have a choice between Red Bank and
Atlantic Highlands? Atlantic Highlands and Red Bank. You can go to one of those, too.
Now, someone was complained about me answering for Gidim when you guys ask him a question. And the reason I do it is because he won't fucking put a mic out for him and for himself.
Yeah, I don't know why. He's like, he suddenly won the right to come back.
Yeah. And when I have to listen and watch the Patreon pods that go out, there's nothing more infuriating than someone talking off camera.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're going to weigh in, put a mic on.
Right.
And if you're not going to put a mic up, then you have to have the restraint to keep your mouth closed, no matter what anybody asks you.
Yeah, when I'm cutting it, I have to boost him because he doesn't.
It's so fucking annoying. Just put a mic out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. In case you have something worthwhile to say. I'm not saying I think you do, and I would love for you to be on mic, but if you're going to sit there and make some sort of statement.
Which it seems like he is.
Of course, with a little smirk on his face. Well, then you can't talk then.
Yeah.
Because it's just annoying. It's not a good product for our listeners.
I agree. There's a podcast that I watch, this husband and wife, and they're constantly yelling off camera to each other. And it's the most irritating fucking thing in the world. It's like, I can't hear what you're saying. And it's like, these are two quote unquote professionals that should know, like speaking to a mic, not from across the room.
Mm. Hey, what was Get Him doing while you were napping?
I have no idea.
And then we can't ask him now. Can't ask him because of the rules. The new rules that were just put in place.
He probably was sleeping too. Every time I walk in, he's sleeping.
Oh no, he's holding up an empty pizza box.
What a weird workplace. Everybody involved in that situation.
Like a slow gas leak in the office. Everybody's sleeping.
What time is it? It's holy only shit. 4. All right, I'm going to go back to sleep then.
Wake me up at 6.
I got to punch out. I don't want to oversleep and punch it out. That rarely happens, though, that I fall asleep here, though. I can't say it. Like, since we've gotten this spot maybe 5 times, and today was the 5th time I've fallen asleep.
Okay.
That's because I'm working around the clock, though.
What are you working on?
Yeah, just TSD stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. Clearing videos, Halloween videos, getting Halloween content ready for the regular TSD Halloween show, which will be coming up later this month. Yeah. Never ends, Q.
No. You're on the treadmill, man. It just keeps fucking happening.
Yeah. I'm fucking exhausted.
I'll be back in a minute. I'm going to take a cat nap. Give me 20.
Get him. Wake me up in 10. I want to catch a quick power nap.
Do you feel like you should drink more caffeine, or you don't want to overdose on the caffeine either?
I don't know if it's the – like I have kind of not had caffeine this week. I wonder if that's it.
Oh.
But I have had sugar though. I know – I thought sugar did the trick though.
No, is caffeine on purpose or you just
– Nah, it just was a coincidence. Yeah. How's your
going strong?
It's all no caffeine, no sugar, no.
No, I drink caffeine, but it's like I have a cup of tea. It's like I don't drink soda.
It's going good, though, huh? No, you didn't fall off no wagons?
Nope, still on the wagon, still looking good. Well, not looking good, but still feeling all right. Yeah. Pulled a muscle in my back or something. I don't know what the fuck I did. I was like trying to do some weightlifting. Next thing you know, pulling the back. Now it's been like 3 days.
50s are no joke, huh?
Nope. Don't lift weights in your 50s, Q. That's my advice to you.
So you went
just
to
– shut down.
Did you go to the gym or do you have your own little weight
I have
set?
Stuff at home. Yeah, I have a bench at home.
You felt it pop?
Dumbbells. I didn't feel any pop. No, I woke up in the next morning. I was like, what the fuck, man? Why does my back hurt so bad? I thought it was maybe the way I slept, but I'm starting to think it was doing these bands that I do, like I put them on my feet and then like do like a rows and shit.
But you have had a history where you should not be touching weights. I remember that one time your arms puffed up and you had to almost have your arms cut off or
something.
Yeah, it was like
the, he's not even kidding. Yeah, he's not even kidding. It was like they told me later on.
Well, he'll tell a story. Yeah, you're working out like a madman, pumping iron.
I was.
When was this?
Ooh, this would have been
late
like,
96, 97.
Yeah, somewhere in there. Yeah. And I was overweight, so I'm like, all right, I'm going to get fit. So I go to the gym, and instead of like doing a course of a couple weeks, I'm like, well, maybe I'll just do it all in one day. So I put on this belt and started doing curls. Like, so my arms are braced against this.
What's the belt,
It like helps you brace your arms so you can keep form. It's like it goes around your stomach. And
it's
then
not
it has,
a weight belt, like a brown.
It kind of looks like a weight belt a little bit, but it has these two things on the sides of your arms.
Did it have like studs so you look like Hercules or something?
Not that I recall. No. I don't think I look like Hercules. No.
Were you wearing a pleated skirt? Maybe that's why you didn't look like Hercules.
That could be it. Yeah. I did used to wear pleated skirts to the gym. I don't know why I heard so much shit about it.
Hey, Hercules.
Hey, guys.
All right, so you're working out like.
So I'm working out, but it's like in a way that I've never worked out before. I've never used this belt before, and I'm like, wow, I can lift so much more weight, like just jamming my arms against this belt. So I'm like, I lifted like a lot more than I probably should have, and it broke down all these proteins in my biceps. And I
never heard of this before or since.
Nope. I know that like if you pull a muscle or something, it can release proteins or whatever into your blood and it's not good, you could have a heart attack. And so that's what it did. It just like blew up my arms to the point. I look like Popeye, like not with the forearms, just the way my arms like held. Like,
now, when you see your arms start to like get bigger, I guess you're like, holy shit, man, I'm getting jacked.
I got the new system. I'm going to write a book.
Or do you realize like this is not normal?
I realize
this doesn't look like a muscle. This looks like I'm swollen.
Yeah. It looked like, you ever see when those guys inject cooking oil into their arms?
No.
It's weird. Get'em has a picture of it right here. Like guys will inject like cooking oil into their arms, or sometimes women do it in their faces and shit, but it's like it'll blow your arms up. I can't remember what the exact stuff is called. Delayed onset. Okay, I didn't read that. Rhabdomyolysis after intense exercise.
Oh, that's the condition. That's what it's called.
I guess that's what it's called. Yeah.
And so your arms, how quickly after working out do you start to feel something strange going on in your body?
This time?
No. Or, the time when your arms almost.
It was like a couple hours.
Couple hours.
Yeah, and I was like, "Whoa, this is not this like this is beyond just being sore because they were really sore too, but I couldn't bend them." And my girlfriend at the time was laughing at me because she's like real fit and shit, you know, and like used to lifting weights and fucking all muscular
shit.
So
she's like, you're just a big pussy.
Pretty much. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. So like, then you went to the doctor and confirmed you're a big pussy.
Yeah. Like, this is the worst case of pussyitis I've ever seen. What'd you do? Try to lift weights that are too heavy, you bitch?
Tighten your belt.
We have an emergency vaginoplasty. We're in room one.
Yeah, but it took a good week for it to go down. Like, then they said that week in the hospital.
If you didn't get it taken care of, like, your arms would have had to been amputated, right?
I probably would have died. I probably would have had a heart attack.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, they wouldn't have had to amputate my arm.
I thought that's – as I recall the story, that you had your arms amputated if you didn't go down to the hospital.
Yeah, no, it was more that you might have a heart attack if you don't know. Yeah,
and that doesn't scare you off weights then. Now you're still
– the weights I'm lifting right now are so – it's like – it's comparable to like when women used to lift like soup cans and shit, you know?
They're like 2 or 3 pounds and they're pink.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You're doing a Jane Fonda workout and you're fucking
– buns of steel over here.
So that to me would if that happened to me and I knew that my body was prone to reacting that way, I probably would be scared off lifting weights for the rest of my life.
It happened once 25 years ago, over 25 years ago now. And I'm supposed to be like,
again,
I pulled a muscle in my back. It's not the same thing. That happens to lots of people.
No, I'm sure it's.
I don't think I'm prone to injury.
I think your back's all puffy and swollen.
Yeah, it might be. I look like a hunchback over here. Where'd that come from?
No, that was my
computer. Is that you, Q?
The volume's supposed to be off, but I don't know why it's on. All right, it's off now. Very odd.
I know that we could never do it because we got a guy who won't fly.
Yeah.
The comic book man is who I'm referring to.
But oh, if, I know who you meant.
If the Jokers got an offer for this festival over in Saudi Arabia. Big bank. A lot of money. Have you heard about this, Will?
No.
So there's a comedy festival in Saudi Arabia, which is well known for their human rights violations.
And their great sense of humor.
And they cannot
they
get enough free speech.
They just love to laugh.
They cannot get enough of free speech. So all these comedians were hired by like some rich guy who threw on a festival, through a festival. And these are not small amounts. I think like the baseline is $375,000.
Whoa.
Up to like 1.5 million. Like the big guys, I think like probably like Dave Chappelle, Louis C.K., Bill Burr. I think those are probably the guys that are at like the 1.5 million range. And then there's a bunch of like lesser comics who's vacuuming out there.
Cleaning.
Oh, God. People are like, you're hypocrites. Cause like all these comedians are pretty much way on the side of like virtue signaling and shit like that. And they're like, how can you do that when these people like they caused like even Pete Davidson's going, his dad died in 9/11.
Yeah. I wonder how much they're paying him.
It all has to boil down to that, right?
Just what's your number?
Oh, yeah. You got a number and that's it.
Yeah.
Or you don't have a number and that's it.
I think that's Ming. Ming didn't have a number. he went over anyway.
The second, look, on the surface, you know, you're like, eh, fuck it. But then the second you dig into it and you're like, wait, these guys were connected to 9/11? I couldn't do it. I wouldn't be able to do it.
Yeah, Shane Gillis is one of the guys. Tim Dillon, I think, also. We're like, we're not doing that.
Yeah. These are the people I wanted to turn their region into glass.
Not
way
so
back
long
in
ago.
The day. Yeah. I wouldn't do it. I mean, look, they couldn't dangle enough money in front of me to do it. I don't
know. Oh, but Q, what you could do is take the money and then when you get up on stage, you drop that joke.
Yeah, and then what, run to the airport, I guess. I know you motherfuckers got planes. Where is it? How do I get out of here? I haven't forgiven a single thing about 9/11. I hold that hatred deep in my heart. I couldn't do it.
I guess what all the comics are saying are like, there's more free speech over here. Bill Burr is saying they got a fucking Chili's over here. So it's more like America than you think. And I was thinking like in terms of people who have attacked us. Who else? The Japanese in Pearl Harbor. We get along with them now, but they also don't have the same background right now in terms of like social unfairness, let's say.
Yeah, it's just a sticky wicket. And I don't know, man. And once you have that much money, like why are you doing it? Like what are you getting out of it besides just more money, I guess? I don't care, but you know what? I don't know. I don't know the ins and outs. I just know the hub. I know the backlash. That's all I heard. I haven't done any research into it or anything like that. You know?
Do you think it's an audience of like sultans and princes and guys who probably have to be familiar with American stand up, right? Because I can't imagine that American stand up is.
Does it translate?
Yeah, does it translate to worldwide?
Well, they're throwing a big comedy festival. I think so. Like, yeah, the WWE goes over there and performs. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, but that's guys flying around, beating the shit out of each other. That plays anywhere. You could take that to the middle of the Congo.
No, I just mean in terms of like the morals of doing it. Like,
oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Like, and then the females wrestlers have to dress up in like head to toe gear no matter what they normally wear. They have to cover every inch of their skin.
Did they bring any female comedians?
They did bring some females
have to dress?
I don't know. I couldn't find them.
Oh, I promise you that if there are female comedians there, they're going to
I don't think
dress.
They need like the whole get up, the whole like burqa.
They just can't, they can't show anything other than hands and head.
Yeah.
That's what the wrestlers have. So I don't know. Look, man, if I was fucking broke and somebody's like, I'll give you $400,000 to travel over there and do a fucking 20-minute stand-up fucking act. I don't know what I would do in that position, I guess, but I'd like to think that I would hold strong,
huh?
That's what I would like to think, yeah. And I have turned down things on principle before, so my record's pretty good. But everybody's a fucking – every company, if you dig deep enough, has fucking shady shit that you don't want to be associated with. You know what I mean? I don't get it. I do know this, that if you want to –
Not making
Hey
LLC.
That's right, baby. Well, we don't all – We don't know who owns Airport Plaza. We might be paying rent to some fucking prince somewhere. But I'll tell you what, if you guys want to go to a comedy festival that has no ties to terrorism.
There you go. What a segue.
All American Q West. haven't even announced it yet. Just set it on. Haven't done any promotion. Haven't done anything but mentioned it on Tell 'em Steve Dave. There's only something like 35 tickets left.
Dude, that's how you fucking promote that shit online on social media. No Saudi performers.
That's it. All fucking American. Women can wear whatever they want.
In fact, it's encouraged to dress as provocatively as you feel like.
It's QS, baby. That's what we do. Yeah, yeah. So, you know, tickets, and I'm only mentioning this because I am going to start promoting it next week after this episode comes out. And I really, just like last year, the more, you know, ants there, the happier I am, of course. But there's something like 40 tickets left, I think. I mean, it really went so quick. Yeah.
So you only got to move 40 more tickets.
This thing will sell out.
Yeah.
There's not a question. I just don't want to promote it until every ant has had an opportunity to.
Oh, I see what you mean. You don't want to let the mass market. Right. No, it's happening until the ants have had a chance maybe figure out if they can make it.
So sometime this week, probably the upcoming week, Tuesday or Wednesday, I'll start promoting.
Where can they go to buy tickets?
I don't even know. It's on Eventbrite. If you just go to Eventbrite and just type Q West, it'll come up. But all American, Walt. Fuck, you don't got to worry about me doing any terrorist shit.
No machetes, no strapping bombs to yourself, none of that.
No fucking way, dude. I'm
unless it's an Irish car bomb, we're not going to see you with any bombs.
What's that?
You might see it's a drink.
It's a drink.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. And the list of people that are over there is pretty impressive, right? Like you said, like Chappelle's going. Like I would love to hear their reasoning. Have they said anything yet, or is this also a thing where it's just a thing because people are making a thing out of it?
Yeah, you don't know because you could – people who started this and started bitching about it, maybe they have other agendas as well.
Like they didn't get invited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they didn't mingle because
some people did
a Saudi Arabian Comic Con?
Yeah, he went to Dubai. That's what I was talking about before. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, shit. Well, they didn't pay him to go. You're right about that, right?
Oh, I think he definitely –
he at least got paid for his flight and his hotel and stuff, I'm sure.
He took that blood money?
Yeah. You sure did.
Oh, man.
Maybe somebody's not going to be at QS, too.
Yeah. Fucking infidel.
He could fucking grab a drink with Jimmy the Hair Guy somewhere. up here.
Pete Davidson, whose father died in the 9/11 terror attacks, was direct about his financial incentives. I know I just get the routing, and then I see the number, and I go, I'll go. So he cares about the money. Bill Burr says, you think everybody's going to be screaming death to America and they're going to have fucking machetes and want to chop your head off because this is what he's been fed about that part of the world. Instead, Burr said they just wanted to laugh and that there appears to be more freedom in the country is definitely true, but the reality is that Saudi Arabia remains an absolute authoritarian dictatorship where voices that criticize the government, criticize the royal family, criticize the economic performance and public investment fund literally face decades and decades in prison.
I do – you know what? At the end of the day, though, I think he is somewhat correct, though. At the end of the day, I think everybody just wants to laugh. But unfortunately, you know, the world, you know, conspires against laughter.
Yeah. Look at Reddit. they hate us laughing over here. Reddit's worse than the Saudis.
I just meant like the state of the world. I mean, it makes it difficult to laugh sometimes. So if you have an opportunity to make somebody laugh in a region that isn't known for boisterous laughing, I mean, Yeah, maybe that's how you justify going over.
I have to say, though, I have seen, I don't know if they're Saudis or not, but they're definitely like of that persuasion, these videos where it's like these guys who have like the whole headdress and the long like white robes and stuff are constantly playing pranks on their dwarf buddy, who's also like, you know, I'm assuming Muslim. It's pretty funny, actually.
What, like constantly what are you breaking watching? Is this a TV
it's just
show
like, no, it's on like YouTube.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's just like every once in a while, like on those compilation videos, it'll pop up and it's like these guys playing pranks on their dwarf friend. And they seem to be having a good time.
He doesn't have enough fucking problems. He's got to worry about these assholes busting his balls constantly.
Pranking him as well. Yeah.
That sucks.
I mean, well, I guess like, you know, small humor, you know, that plays anywhere though.
Right.
You know, it doesn't matter what part.
You got a little guy and everybody's fucking piling on him. It's going to make people laugh.
not at my comedy. Yeah. Wow.
I had a listener ask me to ask you too. A question that he's asking advice from Brian Johnson.
Oh, no.
And BQ. He says, my job keeps me away from home 3 to 4 weeks monthly, making it difficult to support my wife, who's dealing with some depression issues. We've been managing an insurance claim for the past 2 months due to a flood from a busted water line. I just want advice or suggestions on what I can do to reduce stress. And I cannot go on weed as my job requires drug testing. He wanted you guys to weigh in. What would you suggest he do to alleviate stress in his life? How do you alleviate stress? You know, when you have a busted water main, what do you do?
In my water main bust, I used to take some weed and actually, I mean, the opiates were the best for that because opiates
really?
Are like, yeah, you're like, I don't care. Everything's fine. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, that's like when I was on a radio show one time with Kevin, it was Jim Norton and Sam Roberts. And he was talking about like when he had the heart attack and he's on the gurney and they're bringing him in. And he's like, you know, and I just, you know, I felt like, you know, I had an all right life. Like everything's okay. And I was like, that was the painkillers. That's what they do. Regardless of the situation, you're just like, no, that's okay, man. Like, I'm going to be all right. Like, it just makes you, gives you that soothing feeling, you know, until, you know, you're spending fucking hundreds of dollars a week on it and it's not soothing anymore. You're just trying not to fucking.
Is there a way that he could do that without getting caught on his drug test, though?
I would say no.
Okay.
And nor should he start.
All right.
Yeah, that's one thing I'd advise
against.
That's
some good advice right there.
Yeah, yeah. That's not going to relieve your stress. That's going to compound it. Trust me. Jesus. I mean, I know people like go for walks and shit, you know, just like a short walk,
for
like 15
for
to 20 minutes. Never. But you're asking a guy who's depressed and stressed constantly, you know?
What are you stressed about at this
stage? I'm constantly worrying about shit.
About what?
Like, I worry about, like, the future. I worry about Sage a lot. Like, I think about her a lot. I think about Mary Beth because I'm much older, you know? And I'm like, well, what's going to happen to these guys when I die? And, I stress out about that. I mean, I can't say it's on my mind 24/7. But every once in a while, especially at night, like when I'm going to sleep.
And it affects you negatively.
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah, I would say so.
Mm. There's got to be something that you can do to alleviate that, though, I would think. I mean.
Try not to think about it is one thing.
Yeah, it's because it's true. You know what I mean?
It's coming like regardless if I worry about
coming.
It or not.
It's what are you going to do? I had a similar thought today. I just found out today that a second cousin of mine passed away this morning, and someone that I really, really, really liked a lot. And she was older than me. She's my mother's cousin, right? And she babysat me as a kid, and we always got along. And I was like, "They're that generation's going. Like my parents are hitting their 80s. I was like, I'm fucking like, whose generation's up next? I was like, it's fucking mine. I was like, holy shit. Oh, like,
it's us. Fuck you. It's me and
Junior.
Bri. What the fuck are you worried about?
Yeah, you're going to be seeing us off. Age.
We're too close in age for me to feel safe.
Yeah, that's how you maybe alleviate if you feel a little stressed. Well, at least I'm not as old as Brian Walt.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
You could go there.
Fall asleep in chairs and shit like that.
Yeah, there's not a there wasn't a span in my life where I ever fell asleep sitting up, and now I do it regularly.
You can't stop it.
I'm watching the fucking Devils. There's not a chance on the planet in all the years watching that I ever fell asleep watching a game. All of a sudden, I'm watching a game. Next thing I know, fucking an infomercial's on about fucking chopping carrots. With a fucking,
fucking
and I missed
chop.
The game because I fell asleep. So what? Get back to this guy. This guy needs some help. Right, Brian, I don't know. Brian hasn't really offered anything.
Yeah.
Well,
go for a walk. Or try not to think about it.
The problem is that he didn't give us – this is the issue. This isn't like a personal issue. Like I don't know what's going on with his wife. I don't know how far – he doesn't see his wife for 3 weeks out of every
3 to 4 weeks, he said. So sometimes he might not see her at all.
I mean, that is fucking brutal, man.
So he's home for about a week a month.
Yeah.
I didn't want to – I know what his job is. It's pretty interesting. I'm not going to give it on the air, but so it probably pays pretty well.
He can't just quit.
No, you just can't give up a job that I imagine he's probably making pretty good money on.
Well, I mean, that to me is the discussion because your wife is alone and she's going through something. And is there something to be said for being like, look, that's my fucking, nothing's more important than that. That's the thing. I don't know their relationship. I don't know their, you know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. their marriage, maybe it's hard to say, like you would think if they're married, you would, you know, in a perfect world that they're fucking, you know, in a good, happy marriage. In which case I would be like, dude, if you have someone that you love that much, like you got to at least consider finding another gig. But I don't know. You know what I mean?
Well, how do you handle your stress and your anxiety? What do you do to calm yourself down? What are your methods? What's something that you're – as a proven method that BQ does to lower that pulse?
Well, he's a video game guy, right?
Video games help a lot. Yeah, video games help a lot. I try and listen to me. Like this is fucking actually – all right, so for the month of October, I'm away for 4 days out of every week. I'm only home 3 days a week this month, and I'm like – just at the start of it, and I'm fucking already like stressing out about it. The travel, the being away from home, being away from the cats, being away from my house, like all that shit is starting to build up on me. And like, for me, it's just, I'm just like 1 foot in front of the fucking other and let's just get through this. You know what I mean? It's just, it sucks so fucking badly that I don't even know how to, if the guy's not going to smoke weed, that does it for me. Playing video games does it for me. I started working out again. But then that gets stressful.
Be careful.
Because then when you
be careful.
Yeah, because like when you only work out once a week because you're gone the other fucking 4 or 5 days, then you just feel like a lazy asshole. So I don't know. I don't know how to handle this one. I don't have a lot of advice for the guy here because I don't know what he likes. I don't know what he doesn't like.
Or like how depressed is his wife? You know, like is she like on the ledge? Is she just starting to feel like down because he's not around? Can she travel with him sometimes?
Yeah, can you split the month where she's with you? I don't know. It's hard to say without all these fucking. I would say for this guy, get into therapy and fucking talk it out. I would do like once a week, like teletherapy with someone just to have someone to talk to and to bounce ideas off of. Because you got to look out for your own mental health first before you can help your wife. Really. I don't know, man. I'm kind of coming up empty on this, and I feel really bad about it because I just don't know enough details, you know?
Right.
It's tough. I don't know what he likes.
Okay. Well, I mean, I think the effort was there, though. I mean, it's not like you guys just poo-pooed it.
No,
I
understand.
I want to help him.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
It sucks.
I want to help him.
Is there an ad this week? Maybe you...
No ads unless you want to do Patreon.
We'll talk
about Patreon, which is fucking awesome.
I thought maybe we could segue into maybe him buying something from us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, get some MeUndies. We'll feel better. I'm here. Like usually on Fridays, I bring Sage to her mother's house, and then I stop by and see Pam and Edgar.
Mm-hmm.
But this week I was like, nope, I got to do the pod. And that's on top of Pam having a health scare at the beginning of the week.
Oh, no.
In the hospital for 2 days.
Really?
Oh, no.
Yeah, heart trouble again. She started to have some pain in her heart, and then they brought her in, and it was something about elevated enzymes or whatever the fuck. And so she was there for a couple days, and then they sent her home.
What causes that? Elevated enzymes?
No clue. No clue. I don't know.
Mm. So why don't you just go after the pod? It's not that.
I could. I'll probably go Sunday and see him.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. After the pod, I gotta decompress. I'm winded. I gotta fall asleep. I was wondering about both you guys. Have either of you ever salted a slug?
Yeah.
Of course, I know Gidim has.
Gidim has.
I did when I was younger, yeah.
Now, I never have, and I don't really have any experience ever seeing anybody do it. But I'm guessing what the process is you just pour salt on a slug.
Yeah. Pour salt on him, and then I guess all the moisture gets absorbed. Yeah.
It's horrible.
I can't imagine that's done by anybody but like a 6-year-old who doesn't know enough, you know.
Like right. Who's just like, I wonder what'll happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's about the age that because you hear about it, you're like, I got to see this. And then it's horrible. They just turn it to like a fucking
a pool
snot
of fucking
trail.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I've seen a slug in decades.
I haven't seen one in the longest time. Mary Beth came in the other night. This is what made me think about it. She's like, oh, there's this cutest slug outside. I'm like, I've never heard slugs being referred to as cute, but okay. And
well, I could
go ahead.
I got a cute. I'll let you finish, but I have a cute slug thing that just happened to me last week. That's so fucking funny.
Yeah, that was the end of my slug story.
Oh,
well, we got two slug stories.
I was in my yard.
It's hot this week.
And there was this fucking mother slug, and crawling away from her were like two baby slugs. And I was like, holy fuck, I never even once in my life thought about slug recreation. Like,
like a slug having a mother?
Yeah, and I was like, holy fuck, that was exactly my thought. I was like, that's a mother slug. It humanized them for me in a way. And I put my salt shaker down.
Yeah, you're like, you're lucky, motherfucker. Yeah.
Would it ruin it for you if I was like, you know what they're looking for is just some sort of fucking fecal droppings to eat?
No.
No? Okay. No, all right.
No. I just never thought of a slug family before.
Because that's right, I think that's what they that's what they survive on. They look for dung. That's
how
they
– Is that true? Slugs eat shit?
Yeah. That's all they do is that's they just eat
well,
shit.
Well, that's – so like landscapers, when they put down fertilizer, they just go in there and eat it?
No. I think it's more not chemically treated fertilizer. I think it has to be droppings from like a dog, a cat, or a bird or something.
So here, well, sometimes they even eat other slugs.
Oh, little bastards.
Yeah, they eat more like organic waste, organic matter, little tiny.
Yeah.
It was
there are, you know, in the morning, I have to frequently clean raccoon poop out of my driveway and squirrel poop and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, I have fox shit. Foxes love to shit on the driveway for some reason.
Is it that much that you have to, like, you're like, wow, there's too much there, I can't drive through it?
No. It's just you don't want – well, I have 6 raccoons that come down every fucking night to my front door and shit like that. And they just drop turds like in front of my fucking door.
Take that.
Yeah. I don't know why they're doing that. I'm feeding the little fuckers, but yeah.
Maybe that's their way of saying thank you. They can't give you anything else. That's all they got to give.
You like how a cat brings you a mouse or a bird or something?
Yeah. So there's this raccoon who I thought had rabies because about 2 months ago he was out during the day and he walked into my garage and he was like moving herky jerky like he had nerve issues. And I was like, all right, I guess this thing's going to fucking die. You know what I mean? Like, it'll die. And then I saw him last week. How quick does rabies kill these things? Because, like, I'm thinking now he just has a nerve issue. And then he was playing with the other raccoons. So I was like, well, don't they reject? Like, if a raccoon has rabies, don't they reject it and shit like that?
I think it has to be frothing at the mouth, foam.
I don't know what to do about this guy. I'm thinking maybe he broke a hip when he fell out of a tree or something. And now I'm like, what, do I got to help this guy? I, don't know what to do.
I want to go near it.
If only our resident genius had a mic, he could tell us what, because he's dying.
Fix a raccoon. Yeah. He's like,
oh, is he really?
Yeah. Speaking of frothing at the mouth.
Yeah, he's got blood dripping down his fucking chin because he's biting his tongue so hard.
Well, text me, get him, because I want to know how to help this guy. And you're the answer. You're
you don't
want
to get too close to a potentially rabid animal, Q.
No, but he was like, when he came in my garage, he just came up to my, like, the way I found out he was in there is his paw was on my shoe, and I looked down, and he was just looking up at me.
So he's not, like, crazy violent?
No, that's what I'm saying. Even at night, like, when he's out there, he goes away, and if I put out food, then he slowly comes back. And he's acting normal, except for whatever's going on with him inside.
I think they also can carry bubonic plague, too.
Oh, great.
So you don't want to get – you want to treat that with kid gloves or wear a protective suit of some kind.
If you're put a whole fucking tent over his whole house. Yeah, keep all the fucking rabies and shit in.
I am such a fucking pussy. I saw this thing alone, and for weeks I've been worrying about it. I've been like, oh, man, did the family reject it? Does he have no – like literally this is how I think, and it's getting to be a problem. I'm like, does he have no friends? And then I'm like, oh, what a lonely existence it must be to get rejected by your –
Now, do you put all your animal friends that are on your property, do you think of them living like a Walt Disney cartoon, that they're fucking living together like Chip and Dale and shit? Like his friends aren't letting
him in. You stole around his property. Zippity-doo-da, zippity-yay.
Or do you realize that it don't really work? Like you're humanizing these things too much. It's like they have friends.
Well, he have friends? Yeah. Not like is he going to live or die.
But you can't tell me that like animals don't feel loneliness and fear.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, so if he's part of this little raccoon tribe and then they reject him and like he's by himself, like he's gonna feel lonely and rejected. No,
I don't know. I think it might be putting too many human emotions and onto, because these are creatures that survive on instinct, not feelings.
No, I know, but they feel feelings.
Well, they feel pain. They feel fear.
Well, the raccoons play, and raccoons like have, like, they enjoy things. Like that's what I'm saying. They have
right
feelings and emotions. So I can't rule out loneliness and rejection as one of them, and then that makes me feel really, really bad.
I would be shocked if a raccoon can feel rejection on the way that you feel it or like a human being feels it. You know what I'm saying? It would be on a different plane that like you couldn't even understand.
Yeah, I know. I guess. I don't know, but I don't know. My cats, I see jealousy. I see happiness. I see, you know what I mean? All sorts of things in these cats, you know, and I don't know. I might have to go back to the fucking therapy to talk about this shit. Because I do. And then I spend time worrying about it and building this fucking story in my head where I'm like, where's he sleeping tonight? And then I take one of the fucking cat houses out there and I put it where the last place I saw him was. I was like, oh, maybe if he can't climb a tree, he could sleep in that. And then I see him playing with the other raccoons two nights ago, and I'm like, I constructed this whole fucking story in my head and felt horrible about it, and he's out there playing and stuff like that. I don't know.
Is he going wacky in that house by himself?
I'm not by myself. I have the cat.
That's true. Yeah, your friends. Yeah. I went to a concert Monday night, Monday night, Symphony X over in Red Bank.
They're at the Basie?
They're at the – no, the Vogel.
Where's that?
It's right next door.
Oh, okay.
Right next door to the Basie. Not as big. Like more of a club-looking type thing. Like they have some tables and chairs, but mostly it's like standing room only type deal. And I got to say, all the metal sluts turned into grandmas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, that'll
happen.
I'm
looking around and holy shit, everybody was like as old as me, if not older.
Yeah, especially for that.
White hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a well-known band.
It's a niche band.
But they're known locally.
Yeah, and so, if you're into it, you're really into music if you're into that band because, you know, how advanced that music was.
Right, yeah.
So I can only imagine that you're a lifer. If you like Symphony X in your 20s, yeah, you probably never grew out of it then.
Yeah, I didn't. I know that much. Yeah. Yeah. I think that's when I discovered
them.
So
what's wrong
them, like,
with a sexy grandma in spandex shaking it to Symphony X? What's
if
wrong with that?
If they were a sexy grandma in spandex, I would have said, okay. But it's like they all dress like Karens now. Like nobody.
Oh, really?
They got the Karen haircut. There was a couple younger ones, like maybe like a little bit younger than me, that were still like trying to –
just still rock
carry
the
torch.
Look.
Yeah, still trying to rock the look. And some of them did okay.
Zebra pants.
No, I didn't see any zebra pants, but definitely like tight jeans and like stuff in their hair, like little like shiny shit in their hair. Like they like went the extra mile to go to the concert.
Oh man, if I don't see zebra pants, then I don't even think I went to a concert then.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, they could have went a little bit further. But when I was there, I saw a cop buddy of mine. And he told me, and it was sort of like vague, you know, I was leaving, but he said that he had a suicidal girl a couple days before that he had to try to talk down. And he was trying to relate to her, I guess, and he brought up View Askew. And she was familiar with View Askew. And she was also familiar with Tell 'Em Steve Dave.
Whoa!
So he brought it up, and they bonded over that. And he was like, you know, I got to calm down. And it wasn't Jujubee. No. She's like, I'm off myself. They haven't mentioned me in a couple of weeks.
Weeks? It's been years.
I don't know if Jujubee is still with us in terms of podcasting. But
don't
yeah.
scare me like that.
Yeah. No, it wasn't Jujubee. Yeah, okay. He didn't give any names. But I did feel like, all right. We helped out a little bit,
yeah,
like indirectly, but he was able to talk about the pod and shit because he listens.
Really?
Yeah.
And this girl's from Jersey?
This girl's from Jersey, yeah.
Wow.
You should come over to the office. Say, hey.
No.
You don't want to take too much responsibility on here, but we're doing our part right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
Oh, but that's when he got her, like when she finally was – off the proverbial ledge.
Yeah.
That's when he says, like, when he knows, like, she's like, okay, I'm going to, you know, I'm going to, let's go see a doctor. Or let's go wherever I got to go now. That's when the cop should have been like, tell him, Steve Dave.
Yeah. She would have been like, fuck yeah, I feel better.
You think she's listening?
I don't know. She may be.
Oh, man. Well, we're sending out good vibes, though. Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah. That's never
what we do best.
But, you know, that's no joke when you're not in a good place like that, you know. So we hope.
Because you can't see your way out of it.
No.
It's tough. It's very tough.
Yeah. So it's no – yeah, that's horrible. But hopefully she's gotten and feels better since that happened, though.
Yeah. Hmm. We're thinking about you.
Yeah. It's rough.
It's a rough world.
It's an angry, rough world out there. How old did he say?
He just said she was young. She was a younger girl. Yeah. So I'm assuming like 20s
rough time
or 30s
of life.
20s.
Yeah, I thought so. That's kind of what made it sound. Yeah,
there's a 20-year-old listener base, female.
I think so. Yeah, there's some out there.
Choo. That blows my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got that young crowd we got to take care of. Can't be offing yourself. We need everyone we got.
Yeah, I got to rethink things then because I thought we were playing to like all the Grandma Karens at Symphony X concerts.
And the grandpas, yeah. A lot of grand. Let me not be sexist. A lot of grandpas, including myself there. It was a lot of like thinning hair and gray hair.
Did I ever tell you that I went to see Adam Ant in concert? Did I ever talk about that? I probably did.
I think you did. Yeah.
Me and Gideon went to see Adam Ant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was a weird crowd.
You said that they were older.
It's not
too,
metal.
Right?
It's not.
It's like new wave shit.
Yeah. It's not rock. I don't know what you call that. Yeah. I don't know if it's new wave, but Adam Ant still looks good. And he had a lot of young listeners. And but he also had some old ladies just like our age, but he had some zebra pants too.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Ooh,
yeah. He could still get that. He could still get. No, he wasn't wearing. I'm talking about some of the
gals. Some
of the people in the audience were rocking the zebra print.
Yeah, there's a sort of a conversation that's going on now about these older bands who have singers who cannot do it. And I'm not talking about like, what's his name? Who's the one that Mrs. Five likes?
Frankie Valli.
Frankie Valli. I was talking about like David Lee Roth or Axl Rose or AC/DC. Like they're saying
Vince
these,
Neil.
These Vince Neil, Motley Crue is another one.
Paul
yeah.
Stanley.
Like should these guys just hang it up or should you go in knowing that they're going to sound like shit?
I don't think they should hang it up.
No?
No.
Yeah, I don't think they should hang it up.
Because I saw like a little clip from the PNC Judas Priest concert and holy shit did Rob Halford sound good.
Really?
Very good, yeah.
That's tough.
And that guy's got a voice.
And that guy got some high octaves.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it's called? Octones? Octaves?
Octaves.
Octaves.
Yeah.
Octaves. I'm going to see the Eagles
at the Sphere
this weekend. At the Sphere, yeah. I'm going this upcoming weekend.
Oh shit!
Yeah,
that is awesome.
I'm anticipating a good show. Do I wear zebra pants to that, or that's not a?
Well, I mean, if you have to ask, if you have to ask, I wouldn't then, because then you know, you should know that.
You know, if it's a zebra pants concert,
yeah.
But the Eagles aren't. They're not in zebra pants.
No, not even close.
I'll wear blue jeans, a flannel shirt, maybe cowboy boots.
Cowboy boots.
All right.
You know, to add a little.
Now, is this a concert you have to see medicated?
Have to? No.
There's nothing on the ticket that says it's required.
It's a separate question from Will I. I am excited. I am excited to go see them. I'm making the trip out there. I'm seeing them, and then I'm seeing Seinfeld play Caesars the following. Yes, I got a superstar lineup coming up.
And what's the song that's going to get you out of that seat? That's going to have you fucking pumping your fist. Hotel California. Geez.
How about this? They fucking open with Hotel California, man. When you're opening with Hotel California, the rest of the line has got to be fucking sick.
Oh, it is. It's like a greatest hits album with our concert.
Yeah, man. I'm very excited for In the City. Yeah, like that's my favorite Eagles song, so I'm pretty excited for it.
Ooh, man, that is good. That's going to be a good time, man.
Yeah,
I wonder what kind of visuals they put up, because they're not known for like a crazy stage show or anything.
No.
So I wonder how they exploit the Sphere's technology in a way that makes it like worth it for them to go there and do it.
Yeah, I will have a full report for you, my friend.
I cannot wait.
When I get back. Yeah, I'm pretty fucking excited. Hey, do I wear zebra pants to Seinfeld?
No, but yell out something about Palestine for sure.
Oh, yeah, that would be great. Let me come down on one side.
I've seen him deal with some hecklers. It's interesting to watch.
Oh, God, I hope nobody does that. Just fucking enjoy the show, please.
It's tough, man. I see a lot of on YouTube, I'll see a lot of people that like they're not necessarily heckling the comedians, but they feel the need to insert themselves with their own opinion. Like if they say something that, you know, the person doesn't find funny, they'll let them know. And it's just I always wondered about people like that that go to comedy shows and feel compelled to like if I'm so fucking offended that I'm like, this person's an asshole, I'm probably just leaving.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to fucking everybody, here's how I feel.
Right. So fucking arrogant that everybody's got to know your fucking opinion on the way out the door. But you know what? These comedians, a lot of them – like are bringing it on themselves, because if you look at a lot of comedians' Instagram and stuff like that, they post a lot of crowd work because they need content to promote, right? They need content. I got to get that Instagram going. I got to get that fucking – people are going to forget about me if I don't put a fucking clip up of me saying yuck yucks. They got to get it up there, right? But they don't want to sell their jokes. They don't want to put their jokes online. So what they do is they'll do crowd work, record that, and then put that. And I think – that incentivizes people to or trains them to be like, oh, crowd work's part of this.
I could be part of the show.
Yeah. I was very curious about how it was going to play out, and it's kind of playing out the way I thought it would, which is like audiences are getting more to the point where they feel entitled to be part of the show.
Yeah. Emboldened.
But, you know, got to promote.
Got to promote it, especially if you're a comedian, man. There's a lot of people out there that are comedians. Like, you can't throw a rock without hitting a comedian these days. Everybody's funny.
Everybody's funny.
Yeah.
I used to know funny. You know what I learned? I don't know funny. Simi was right after all these years. I don't know what's funny anymore. I've lost it. It's gone. Sad.
What else?
This isn't going to pick anybody up. We're all just talking about how we're just fucking getting out of date.
Yeah, that depressed, anxious guy isn't going to like this. This isn't helping.
Neither is that poor girl in her 20s who relies on us.
Yeah.
This is why Get Him needs a mic, man. He's always good. He's always good for a carefree time.
And it's funny, too, because he's wearing headphones, so he can hear you. If he wasn't going interested at all in weighing in, he would not need headphones to hear what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, he wants to.
Yeah. He's making a statement.
His mind is a maze. He's got these rules that he has to adhere to or something like that, you know. But, hey, I don't see Get Him going to fucking Saudi Arabia for money.
Nope. Would you go get him if they paid you enough? He's not saying no. He's not saying no, Q. He's got no scruples, this guy.
Oh, shit.
Well, so not around next week, Q?
No, I'm around the first half of the week.
Oh, like so Monday, will you have seen the Eagles by then?
No. I am seeing the Eagles a week from today. So
okay. All right.
So I don't know. I never know where the episodes fall. Is this week's episode or next week's episode? You know?
Okay. This one's for this coming Sunday, which would be the fifth.
Yeah.
All right. Right. But does that cover the week ahead of it or the week behind it?
Covers the week ahead of it.
Ahead of it.
Right.
Okay. So then the next episode we do, I will have the Eagles report.
Yep.
And I'll be able to report back from Teddy's photo session.
Yes. Yeah.
Is there, people at my house are getting a little ahead of themselves. They're thinking that, you know, this could be the ticket to a different world, you know, as all of a sudden now he's on TV and he's in movies.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you got to stop thinking like this, you know? And they're like, well, who's cuter than him? And I'm like, you know, it's not always about who's the cutest, man. It's like, whose palm you grease in Hollywood?
Yeah. Who does Teddy know?
Yeah.
And whose owner wants to put the work in? It's also a very important factor.
If you want Teddy in a movie and you're willing to come to the Airport Plaza and shoot your movie while I sleep in the studio,
we have a green screen.
Yeah.
They can shoot whatever they need and put him in.
He could be America's new Lassie. Entirely shot in front of a green screen as he saves, you know, Get Him from a well.
A well drink. Somebody roofied him.
Tell him, Steve, Dave.